what the Europeans know about us is that we basically, by being miseducated, haven't studied language enough to recognize that we talk ourselves right into holes in the name of talking ourselves out. And what we usually don't do because of selfishness, jealousy, pettiness, etc., we don't really associate with each other on a level, spiritual level, that really deals with the spirit. We keep thinking that it's a spiritual ritual in some kind of religious order that brings us to spirituality when it's actually the study of words, the etymology. Alright? And that everything that's done in your relationship with someone else, including our relationship with the divine order, is contractual. We throw words around with assumptive meanings, and usually they're wrong, having more to do with the connotative sides than the denotative sides, having more to do with layered fad as opposed to the etymon. And in divine contract,
what did you just say?
Well, that's important. All right, which means in the spirit of language and in the contract, though the sorcerers, sheiks, rabbis, etc., one of the reasons why they have those titles, what those titles really mean, is that they always remain with the beginning, meaning that, you know, like I say, how we know God, statements that I get in here, and says, like the Bible might say, go back into the hole from which you were dug. Like Noble Raleigh say, how are we to be redeemed? What is he doing to save us, etc.? By teaching us to be ourselves. Everything means go back to the root. The average person sees, hears, but don't understand. If they understand that words exist because of meanings.
Mm-hmm.
Words do not create meanings. The perception is with the masses that words create meanings. And then they just attribute meanings to words that go beyond the mother of the word, which is called etymon. Those who understand law, contract, and that word is God, know that God actually means governing ordinance, orthology, destination, and department in both the civil and the political linguistic realm. So rulers know that God doesn't mean what the masses have been taught it means. Those who learn contracts, who deal with law, jurisprudence, know these rules because that's one of the first things that they're taught. That's what gives them the advantage. Sorcerers know this. This is what gives them advantage. That's why what they say in the Quran, Jesus was disputing with the doctors of the law. They were doctoring of the law. But doctor of the law also means PhD. You know, doctors of philosophy. So the major thing with us, and particularly like the Adam Chamber, is that these secret keys are taught to those who rule. This is what Masonry is. Law, order, and governmental principles. But that's what Islam is.
Mm-hmm.
You see? And so what was happening is that people keep giving this information in the level of people's beliefs without cleaning up their foundation. Because the real spirituality in communication is understanding language. Or even if you don't understand multiple languages, you understand the capacity by which you can seek out its etymology. This is what etymology is. And so if people are taught any disciplines without etymology being a part of their learning structure, they're being played. The truth is being misrepresented.